One of the things we often say on this program is write us. We want to hear from you and find out what you're doing and what's on your mind. Well, we got an email from a listener. Vlad Yermachenko lives near Pavlodar, Kazakhstan. That's right, Russia. Vlad is a drummer for a rock band called Polygon, and he really likes Detroit. So when he heard of Detroit's bankruptcy, he was inspired to write a song called The Winners in This Life, aimed at encouraging the Motor City. Vlad Yermachenko is with us now via Skype from Kazakhstan. Hello, Vlad, and welcome to Michigan Radio.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Now, you have never visited Detroit, have you?
No, I have never been yet, but I want someday, I'd like to attend the United States of America and, of course, the state of Michigan and Detroit.
Well, you wrote us and told us that you first learned about Detroit when you were a very, very little boy. When you were 5 years old, your dad gave you a book. Tell us about that book.
It was my fifth birthday. I was interested in cars already, and my father made me a present for my birthday. It was a book called Century's Favorite. The book was written and published in the Soviet Union at that time. It was in 1990. And there was a chapter called Total Revolution of Detroit, about American car industry. And I was really impressed by the pictures of American cars.
And that actually led you to what you do. You actually write for car magazines today.
Yes, I work as a journalist for different car magazines. And maybe that occasion in my childhood was one of the reasons I do these days.
And you're a drummer and you write songs with this rock band called Polygon. And you wrote this song called The Winners in This Life after hearing about Detroit's troubles with the bankruptcy. Let's give everybody a listen to part of the song. Vlad, what are you saying to Detroit in that song? You found out about Detroit's mottos, didn't you?
I was really sad when I knew that such a beautiful city, one of the symbols of America, has such problems. And I couldn't believe that. And I wanted to say something to people live in Detroit, to all Americans, that a Motor City will rise again.
That it will rise from the ashes.
Yes, it's the motto of Detroit sounds something like that. I don't remember.
That's the motto.
But I know Detroit called also Renaissance City.
That's true.
And
I also have to tell you, as you're saying to Detroit, I know that, you know, Detroit will survive and things will be good and the Renaissance will happen. I also have to tell you that your band and this song, Winners in This Life, are very, very much like a pure Detroit rock garage band from the 70s and the 80s. I want you to take a listen to this legendary Detroit garage rock band, Bittersweet Alley.
Maybe we feel the sound of Detroit of the 70s and 80s. We like such bands as Alice Cooper, Kiss, who connected with Detroit.
Right. I want to have you take a listen to a little bit of a song from a band that was right out of Detroit and huge in Detroit in the 70s and 80s called Bittersweet Alley. Well, it's your time to move. You can never really hope to understand. You need time for a chance to make your move. What have you got to lose? Vlad, your band has that Detroit garage rock sound. You really have that authentic sound.
Voice of the singer of this band sounds like the singer of our band.
Absolutely. His name is Gary Spaniola.
We never heard this song, this band.
But you have a very similar sound. So you have a Detroit feel to your music.
May I try to explain why?
Sure.
We feel the sound of Detroit, spirit of Detroit, maybe because the reason that history of our band is similar with Detroit's one.
How so?
Because we had such problems too. We were on the edge of decline probably 4 years before. Because it's very hard to play rock here, to keep rocking, and we found power inside of us, and we believe that Detroit will find such a power too, and we resolved to devote to compose our song and devote it to Detroit.
Yes, as you wrote us, you say there is a national rock radio station in Kazakhstan, and they're playing your songs. But the way to Russian show business, people in Russia want to hear songs of Russian performers only in Russian. But the fact that you're still hanging in there and making this music is great. And we have another link between your town and Detroit, and that is hockey and the Detroit Red Wings. Your town contributed a player that helped the Wings win the Stanley Cup in 2002.
Yes, this guy is Maxim Kuznetsov. He was born in Pavlodar in 1977, as far as I remember.
Red Wings fans revere the so many Russian players, Datsyuk and Fedorov and Larionov and Fetisov and Konstantinov and Kozlov. So many great Russians helped to make the Wings the Stanley Cup champions.
It was Russian Five in the early 90s in Detroit.
That's right, 1997, that Stanley Cup, that first one that they helped win. Well, there are many, many ties, and you say you and the band hope someday to visit Detroit?
Yes, we want, of course. We dream to visit not only Detroit, we dream to visit different cities all over the world to bring our thoughts, our ideas, and because of it, we started to sing in English, because it's an international language.
Well, it's a fun song and a good message, and we are so glad that you wrote to us at Stateside, Vlad, to share this. Vlad Yermenchenko, who's drummer for the band Polygon. And tell us about the significance of that word polygon in Kazakhstan.
Polygon in Russian language means test site. There was a Semipalatinsk nuclear test site near our city, near Pavlodar. And territory of that test site was also in the Pavlodar region. The first Soviet nuclear bomb during the Cold War, you know, was blasted in the Pavlodar region, the distance about a little more than 100 miles of our city.
Quite a history. Vladimir Yermenchenko is the drummer for the band Polygon, and he wrote the song The Winners in This Life, an encouragement and a boost for the city of Detroit. We spoke to Vlad via Skype at near his home in Pavlodar, Kazakhstan. Vlad, it was great to meet you, and we want to thank you again for writing us at Stateside.
Thank you for this interview, for your attention.